The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you the news and my views for the past week. Oh, what a week it's been, everybody. Holy smokes. Really quick, before we get started, if you want to comment to me, you can email me at edman@email.com. That's Edman, E-D-M-A-N, at email, E-M-A-I-L.com. All right, let's take a look at things. Now, I think I'm just going to start a new segment on this show called Liberals Are Nuts, and that's just going to be the name of the show, and that's it. So I got a friend, she's a huge liberal, right? And that's okay. Look, you know, I think that one of the things in this country we have to be able to do is separate someone's politics from the person. And I don't know why, but we just don't have the ability to do this in this country. If somebody disagrees with somebody else, they unfriend them on Facebook. They call them terrible names. Oh, actually, that just reminded me of something else. And I'm going to start on this first because it doesn't have as much to do with the rest of the topic here. Or maybe it does, actually. So, my girlfriend's friends are arguing, and there's this, somebody comes up, and they're talking about the Charlottesville thing, and somebody comes up and says, hey, you know, I don't think that it's such a big deal, even though they're neo-Nazis, they should be able to, you know, say whatever they're going to say without getting attacked. And this is exactly the point that I brought up on the show. Which is that if you have a peaceful demonstration, even if it's an ideology that you're vehemently against, doesn't mean that it's okay for you to go down there and punch them. Okay, it just doesn't. That's why we have freedom of speech in the country, freedom of assembly. We're allowed to say things that are controversial. That's what it's for. It's not to say things that everybody agrees with. It's so that we're able to speak our mind, even if it's completely opposite to what somebody else wants. Heck, even if it's opposite to what the values of the country are. It's the podunk, rinky-dink, third-rate countries, third world countries that have political prisoners because they're afraid of the populace. But in this country, the government is supposed to be the populace, right? We are the government, right? We elect our officials here in this country. So everyone should be able to say what they want to without the fear of getting thrown in jail or getting their head caved in. It's one of the things that really makes this country great. But these liberals are acting like violence is fine, like violence is okay. I mean, look, I get tremendous satisfaction from watching television programs or reading comic books where the Nazis get punched. I love it, okay? It's great. We all want to see the bad guy go down painfully in a humiliating way, all right? But in real life, it doesn't work like that. And the reason why is because you can call anybody a Nazi, and now suddenly you have carte blanche to do whatever you want to them. You know, my girlfriend has looked up a lot of these people. A bunch of them don't even believe in the Nazi tenets. It's just that they're going, well, they're going to call us Nazis anyway, so we're just going to go ahead and embrace it on full. Which I think is pretty stupid, but that still shouldn't be okay for you to go and cave their head in because of that. Now, if one group is doing violence and another group is doing violence, the group that's doing violence at that moment in time is wrong. So my girlfriend's on Facebook arguing with these people. And, well, she wasn't actually arguing. They were arguing, and she just kind of jumped in. And this one guy says pretty much what I just said. You should be able to say what you want and, you know, not have violence against them. Her ex jumps in and starts calling this other dude a Nazi. So, you know, I stay out of this stuff. Look, it's none of my business, all right? I mean, I go on the radio, but I like to keep my friends, right? So I don't say anything. I just keep to myself, right? But they are, it's like people are just following a script. It's like they've been taught that this is how you're supposed to react, and it's okay to react to this when somebody disagrees with you. It's nuts. We have to relearn the rules of a civil society because we're losing them really fast. You know, I never thought that etiquette was important or anything, but it kind of is, so crap like this doesn't happen. We need a class that teaches people that there's a difference between words and actions. There's a difference between violence and spreading wrong ideas. You know, I mean, one doesn't equate to the other. And saying that somebody should be able to speak without, you know, having violence done against them doesn't mean that they should suddenly be able to do whatever they want and just, you know, be allowed to, start hurting people or killing people. I mean, obviously there's a line. It's so strange to me that people don't get that. Maybe it's because I'm libertarian, right? Because I've been following. I mean, I'm not actually libertarian. I guess I haven't registered anything, but I believe with a lot of their tenets. You know, I believe their philosophies, and I think that, you know, their nonviolence philosophy is fantastic. And people say, oh well, you know, with talking about the Nazis. Well, if you you know, don't stand against them. Oh, that's what I saw. So I see this stupid meme going around and says that it's okay basically to punch Nazis because the group that allows, that has tolerance, that the group that has intolerance always beats a group that practices tolerance. The intolerant group always beats a group that does not, that practices tolerance. And so because of that, ironically, in order to win, you have to, in order to have tolerance, you must be intolerant, which, you know, somebody should call Gandhi and let him know that, right? Then just let Gandhi know that his ideas are just full of failure, right? That passive nonviolence, but still having resistance is not going to work. They're smarter than Gandhi. But I guess a good thing is that liberals don't really know how to be violent, right? They watch things like ballet. They like things like clarinets or whatever. And so it's like watching like a new kid learning to walk, right? They're just kind of getting used to it and stuff. They're like, how do I swing this bat? You can always tell who the liberal is because when they have the weapon in their hand, they're swinging it like a girl, you know? But, you know, another thing that's crazy is that so far of all the people that I have talked to, nobody is on the side of the Nazis or the KKK as far as the ideology goes. It's funny. And no person, no congressman, definitely not the president, nobody is taking the side ideologically of the KKK white supremacist Nazis. So, I mean, they have no support. They have nothing. Everyone is just basically fighting among themselves because they're getting stirred up by the press and these liberal groups. And, you know, I thought that it was kind of crazy when people would say, oh, well, it's the liberal professors in the colleges that are making this happen. I used to think that was nuts. I was like, oh, come on. I mean, are you telling me that everybody who teaches is a big liberal or something? Man, but I'll tell you that when they come out of college, these kids, they really are kind of a brainwashed, maybe would be the way to put it. They just are not thinking right. They do not have an understanding of the way that the world works. So I know this girl, white girl, college student, who is, is talking to friends and things. And she tells me, she doesn't know I'm a, big conservative, right? But so she tells me at like she is, this is like a kid who just found, you know, a dollar on the floor. I mean, she comes up with these bright, her eyes shining bright with this great statement that she made. So there's this movie coming out called Death Note. Okay. And it's based off this cartoon, which I've only seen clips of. I've never actually watched the entire cartoon. But the point is that the star, the lead, is supposed to be Asian, and they've replaced it with a white person. And this girl says to me that people are arguing, they're angry because why didn't they have an Asian play the lead? And she says, well, you know, maybe they should have had an Asian play the lead, but the main character who's been replaced by a white person basically is someone who turns into a monster and goes around killing people. What better race to play that than a white person? And then she smiles like she just said a great thing. I said, you white people are crazy, man. You guys are nuts. Could you imagine a Latino or a black person saying that about themselves? No. And then the main character turns into an angry Hispanic who goes around killing people. No, what better race to play it than a Hispanic person? No, they would never do that. Only a white person would do that. Only a white liberal would do that. To wit, the ACLU came out with a Twitter platform for putting out small sentences of text on the computer, okay? Puts out a tweet on Twitter, that's what those things are called, tweets, and says, quote, this is the future that ACLU members want. And then there's a picture of this little person barely beyond a baby, holding an American flag and, I don't know, like a dog's chew toy or something. I don't know what that is. And wearing a shirt that says free speech. And it's a shirt for like a baby. I mean, there's like a little baby, a little blonde-haired, a white blonde-haired baby. The very next thing that pops up is a tweet from someone with a black avatar, Nyasha Jr., and it says, a white kid with a flag? And then the next tweet has a picture of, I think it's from a movie, of a black person in an almost fetal position crying. And then the next tweet is ACLU, is from the ACLU, and it says, when your Twitter followers keep you in check and remind you that white supremacy is everywhere. And then it has a meme of Kermit the Frog speaking, an animation of him speaking, that says, that's a very good point. It's hilarious. So the ACLU is apologizing for putting out a tweet of a little almost baby with a shirt that says free speech and an American flag because she is white and has blonde hair. And then says in response, keeps you in check and reminds you that white supremacy is everywhere. This is fantastic. And then a bunch of comments from triggered liberals, really triggered. I mean, really very upset about this tweet as you page down. There are also many sensible comments, which is, you know, a relief. But still, the whole situation is ridiculous. Now, look, it was a dumb tweet. All right. I mean, it's from the ACLU. So what do you expect? It was a dumb tweet. By the way, I don't hate the ACLU. I know most conservatives just hate them. I mean, any group that advocates for civil liberties, I can't completely disagree with. And I think they do a lot of good work. But they're dumb. They're dumb. They cannot pick their battles. Hey, you know who the ACLU ought to fight for? So this dude that I'm about to tell you about. So ESPN was going to cover the Virginia game. And I think this was going to be on ESPN 3. So it's like, It's twice removed, right? ESPN twice removed. So there's this guy named Robert Lee who is going to cover the game. ESPN takes him off the game because they don't want a guy named Robert Lee covering the Virginia game. Political correctness has absolutely run amok. I mean, this is just crazy that the sports channel, sports network, has to think this far ahead and go, well, if we put this dude on, we're going to get blasted. So just take him off the game. Poor Robert Lee. I mean, I don't know anything about the dude. I mean, it's an interesting story. Do I want to look him up and go into details? I don't. For all I know, the dude is black. All right, I have no idea what Robert Lee looks like. But the fact that you would take somebody off the air because of his name is nuts. I mean, I guess if the guy's name was Adolf Hitler, and you know, at this point in time, you probably don't want to put him on air, I suppose. So maybe it's not that outrageous that they're taking someone named Robert Lee away. I don't know. I mean, but I mean, if it was Robert E. Lee and that's what they were calling him, couldn't they just say, look, we can't put you on right now because you've got the wrong name. We're going to call you Bob on air. Okay. So Bob Lee, I mean, that's not so bad, right? Bob Lee is not that close sounding to the famous Robert E. Lee, right? Bob Lee. Man, who's just crazy, dude. Crazy. But, you know, I feel for ESPN. I really do. Because there is a segment of society who is just bananas. They're called liberals. And, you know, you don't want to have to have everything be a struggle, right? I mean, so... you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do it. Let's look up Robert Lee and see what this guy looks like. He looks totally Asian here. Hold on. This might just be a picture of him squinting his eyes or something like that. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even look totally white in this picture. He's got dark hair, squinty eyes, and a little mouth. He looks Asian to me, but I don't know. He might be completely white. Let's see if I can find another picture of this guy. But this is fantastic, isn't it? Maybe it's Robert Lee, like L-I, right? Does anyone remember when Bruce Lee died? And then, like, there was 1,000 Bruce Lees came out, right? But the spelling of the name Lee was different. There was, like, Bruce Lai, Bruce Leh, Bruce Lee. I think there was actually another Bruce Lee. But it wasn't the Bruce Lee, right? so maybe they could have done something like that with this guy's name. Now, I don't watch sports, so maybe you guys can answer this question for me here. Is ESPN, I mean, I don't really hear other names in sports. I realize that the networks will, you know, broadcast big-time sports games. But, I mean, as far as sports channels go, does ESPN have any competition? Is there anybody that, I mean, if they had put this on, would liberals have canceled their ESPN subscription in droves? And then that's it. Now ESPN is just like going down. They're like, oh, this was a poor business decision to have Robert Lee cover this game. This was not good. Would they have been accused of racism? And do liberals watch sports? I mean, I don't know. Do they even care about it? I thought they like things like emo bands, right? I mean, they like tennis, right? I like tennis. They like soft things, right? They like things that girls can compete in. Oh, that reminds me. I don't remember if I brought this up on air or not. So one of my favorite, if not my favorite, tennis player ever, John McEnroe. John E. McEnroe, right? John McEnroe. He's on a radio show and they ask him, hey, what do you think of Serena Williams? And he says, she's incredible. She's the best tennis player female tennis player of all time. And he's on this radio show. And one of the people on the radio show says, why do you have to qualify it? Why do you have to qualify it with female? Why can't you just say best tennis player of all time? And he's like, well, you know, because if she was in the men's division, she'd rank about 700. Poor John, just he doesn't have any sense, right? Just brutally honest. I was like, are you serious? You know, I couldn't believe that he said that. And But it's true because, I mean, look, compared to girls, guys have got like monkey strength, right? I mean, it's not fair, but it's just the way that it is. Men's strength is just so much higher than women's strength. And this is why girls play, you know, three sets. Guys play, you know, best of six, is it? And I mean, it's just it's a different level. It just is. And then he gets marked as being a misogynist, which he might be, but not because of that comment. He was asked, why would you qualify it? He was asked, and then he answered, and he just took all kinds of, it was a real firestorm for him, you know? See, and maybe ESPN just wanted to avoid that, right? They just wanted to avoid mindless trolls. Who knows? Maybe they weren't even worried about losing ratings. They just didn't want to deal with the drama that was going to follow up. It wasn't even worth the publicity to them, right? They didn't even care. They're like, man, I just can't deal with it right now. I don't feel like doing this. Take him off the broadcast. Take Robert Lee. No, we're not having anyone named Robert Lee within 100 feet of the microphone here. Let's get some Trump news in here. So, I mean, in the wake of the Charlottesville thing, I mean, even Jimmy Fallon has gone on air. Jimmy Fallon is supposed to be trying to be neutral and stuff like that. It goes on air. But, you know, hey, didn't we do a story a while back saying that Jimmy Fallon had apologized for not being more aggressive and dumping on Trump more, and that he had been told by his corporate masters that he needs to get on the smash Trump bandwagon because he was losing ratings to Colbert. So, he definitely has. Now, Trump is mud in Jimmy Fallon's book now. But what I want to talk about was that Trump had a great speech the other day in Phoenix, and he just smashed. He totally smashed the media. It was fantastic. And he smashed the racists and the people accusing him of being racist. He said all of these wonderful things. Now, he did make one mistake, which is that he went through with a litany. It was just fantastic. The guy is so funny. Trump went through a litany of statements that he had put out in the wake of the Charlottesville riots. And, you know, all of these statements condemning racism. But when he read his first statement that he made, where he said that, you know, and he condemns violence in all of its forms, he didn't say the part where he said on both sides. And I think he should have done that. In my feeling, he should have done that. Because, you know, you don't want to be like the fake news media that cuts out little pieces like that. But the thing is, a lot of people jumped on him for it. But the people who jump on him for it do the same damn things. And that's one of the things that really kind of drove me crazy, is because I felt like they had a point. He should have mentioned that part of the statement. But they're the main ones who cut up and chop up statements and take things out of context to make people look bad. And so I thought that was just amazingly hypocritical of them, because they always emphasize the incendiary or potentially incendiary part of a statement and take it out of context, whereas Trump just cut his statement short. He didn't say the last, you know, couple of words, which were on both sides. So, and at that point in time, if I remember correctly, Trump thought that there was people who wanted the statues up and people who wanted the statues down, he says, on both sides. And then it came out that there were neo-Nazis there and things. And so he said, and that's what the liberal media was talking about, that he didn't condemn the neo-Nazis. And then he did come out and he condemned them by name. He said, we got the neo-Nazis, we got the KKK, we got the white nationalists, white supremacists. And it was really a very funny speech. But It go watch it if you have the chance. Go on YouTube and just type Phoenix Trump speech and get the one here in August. And it was very, very good. All right, we got to go. Last little statement condemning the media one more time for Trump. Trump looks up. So the eclipse last week, right? Trump
is watching the eclipse and it's being broadcast on TV. Listen, for one moment after he takes his sunglasses off, he looks up at the sun, shielding his eyes for a moment, and then looks down. He doesn't like stare in the sun or anything, but every news network in the world has freeze-framed that one split tiny second. If you watch the original video, you barely even notice that he's done it. And they just